Good evening and welcome to tonight's broadcast of Sunday Night Live from Cornerstone Church in Wheeler, Texas, along the Kingdom Keys network of stations. God is on the move, hallelujah. God is on the move in many mighty ways. God is on the move, hallelujah. God is on the move today. Beginning in 1986, this program has been an outreach to the community with compelling Christian talk, Bible study, guests, and callers. And in the last days, we are here to remind you that God is on the move in your life and in your local community.
Anytime the gospel stirs a searching soul, and someone says, send me, here I go.
Your host for the program is Natalie Thomas. Join us now for tonight's broadcast of Sunday Night Live.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to tonight's show of Sunday Night Live. We're so glad that you have come back and joined us. I am so excited. We have the Alvareta Roadshow.
We got an audience with us tonight.
Telling you, that's the way to do it right here. Mm-hmm. And so we're just going to go right in here. Let's guys do it. Don't trick me, okay?
No tricks.
Okay, so we got AJ.
I'm AJ.
Yes.
And you're Cleve.
Cleve.
See,
Clark.
These guys look just alike. You guys can't see, but they look just alike. And they keep tricking me, and they're trying to tell me. Yep. Yeah, that
we are actually twins that were born 9 years apart.
That's what I thought.
That's the way it is.
I mean, I would believe it.
Yeah,
I'd believe it.
That's the way it is.
All right, so here we have the Alvareta Roadshow.
Yes.
And your last name's not Alvareta?
No, it's Clark.
No. We came from a tiny little town in Texas called Alvareta.
Alvareta, Texas.
Okay.
Alvareta, Texas, yeah.
So when we moved to Tennessee, we got a deal with Universal Records. And they wanted it to not just be our names, not just Cleve and AJ. That's what we were going by. And so we chose Alvareta Roadshow because a lot of good things had happened to us there in Alvareta. I got married and AJ had his son there.
Major moments in life.
Our sister got married. Was a sister between us.
Yep.
She got married. So a lot of good things happened.
And we wanted
in Alvareta.
To be. So we picked the Alvareta.
Alvareta,
Texas. I love it. Well, yeah. She was introducing tonight, and she said AJ Alvareta, I think she said AJ and Cleve, and then she said Alvareta, and I was like, wait. So
we've had a lot of people think that, really.
We actually had people show up at our shows that heard we were coming, and they would come just to buy hats and T-shirts and leave because their last name was Alvareta.
Are you serious?
Isn't that great? But anyway.
Well, and so you guys are not living in Alvareta anymore.
No, we live east of Nashville.
East of Nashville.
Yeah.
Okay, and you're both there in the same
area. We own a 100-acre ranch out there, and we run cows out there, and we play music.
Fit right in with us around here.
Absolutely.
We like our cows, and we like our music.
Yep.
That was some good music. Now, I think about country music, and it's not what it used to be.
Yep.
And someday, and you've guys got the real deal with Jesus in the middle, it was really great listening to you guys.
Well, thank you.
And so you guys are living in that area, and so do you travel around and do concerts or things? Or
this is what we do. I mean, we've done this since should I say the what, how long we've done this?
Yeah,
now
since 82
together.
That's all we've ever done,
and this is what we do when we're not on the road playing music. We may be writing some songs. Like, we've got songs that other artists have recorded. And then, or we may be producing an artist, or like I said, we've got a cattle ranch out there also. We take care of. So.
All right. Well, good deal. So actually, I have in my hands here, and you sang, we're actually here at A Mile South, and you guys put on a show mm-hmm. for us. And we'll be we have recorded that, so we'll be going into listening some of that here in a little bit. So your listeners will be able to enjoy that here in a minute. But one of the songs that you sang was
Rescued.
Rescued.
You rescued me, yes.
Tell me about that song.
You know, the song starts out, there comes a time in everyone's life when you just call it what it is. We had a family member in our life that was kind of having a hard time being able to gather where they were in life. And they were going through that when we wrote this song. And actually, one of the first lines when we wrote this song was that, ironically, it is the first line of the song. But it kind of explains and sets the presence of what we're talking about right off the top. You know, when everybody comes, good or bad, we have to call what we're in the middle of exactly what it is so we can know what square one is, you know?
You have to own things.
You have to own things. And then that song actually talks about, you know, being rescued from your situation, whatever the situation. And the, mm-hmm. and the song is kind of vague with what the situation is, but the whole premise behind the whole thing.
So it's You Rescued Me?
You Rescued Me.
Okay, yeah.
Here's a song that we wrote, and we were getting ready to release this album. And right at the same time, we got a phone call from one of the guys in the Grand Ole Opry band named Daly and Vincent. Anybody knows these guys? Daly and Vincent. They've recorded this song for their new record, which is releasing this month also. So, when you see Daly and Vincent's new album, buy it. When you see our Alvareda Roadshow's new album, buy it. And we'll be able to buy our kids a new pair of shoes. How about it? This song is called Rescued Me. There comes a time in everyone's life, when you just call it what it is. We justify, we try to hide, till we get tired of telling that lie. Oh, and it's the same old lie. My life's been full of highs and lows. Where tomorrow's taking me, I just don't know. But I'll tell you what I do know. I ain't never been nothing. Nothing but trouble, a heartache pushing on a pool door. Running from anything that maybe could have set me free. Never really was living till you wrap your love around me. Open up my eyes, help me find the lock and show me how to turn the key. Oh, you rescued me. Yeah, it still gets to me how you could see what I was too blind to see, but you still believe. Some call it love, some call it fate. I just can't help but call it grace. Oh, 'cause you should have quit on me. I ain't never been nothing. Nothing but trouble, a heartache pushing on a pool door. Running from anything that maybe could have set me free. Never really was living till you wrapped your love around me. Help me find the lock and show me how to turn the key. Oh, you rescued me.
never really was living till you wrap your love around me. Open up my eyes, help me find the lock and show me how to turn the key. I never really was living till you wrapped your love around me. Open up my eyes, help me find the lock, and show me how to turn the key. You rescued me.
You actually have a new album here.
Brand new, yeah.
Brand new. So when did you guys release this?
That was released in June.
June.
Yeah, that's called Buckles and Busted Bones. That's available at AlvaretoRoadshow.com or anywhere you download music, preferably at AlvaretoRoadshow.com.
That way it goes directly
It goes directly to us, yeah.
Yes.
But so you can buy all merchandise and all kinds of stuff there also.
Off the website as well, mm-hmm. AlvaretoRoadshow.com. Mm-hmm. All right. And that's Buckles and Busted Bones.
Yeah. That album is pretty cool. We've spent about 5 years on this record. And the first song on the album, we had horse auctioneer Steve Friskup come in and do a recitation that we had written that actually talks about what we are trying to say on this album as to what we are calling a cowboy. The cowboy in each of us is the don't quit, the tough grit, the stubborn grit of knowing who we are, where we're going, and what we're doing. And then from there, it tells a story song per song, like chapters of this cowboy.
Oh, wow.
And that's what this album is, kind of a concept
thing. Oh, I'm
going to
have to get my hands on
that. Yeah, you got your hands on it.
Yeah, well, I'm going to have to keep my hands on that. All right, that sounds good. That's me because, you know, I know that when you write a song, there's a story that goes with the song.
Right.
There's a reason. You know, God either has spoken to you in a way that has given you the lyrics or you've experienced something in your life, and that's what we sing about.
Right.
Yeah.
And so that's...
Well, and you know, country music used to be that way, that it was moral and there had principle, and God was in the middle of it. You'd go to a country concert, you'd hear spiritual songs and religious songs in the middle of a country song. I mean, in the middle of the show, you know.
Right.
And still, some artists still do that, like Marty Stewart and the Superlatives. And you know, anything that we write, we try to have some kind of resolve or some kind of moral behind that. It's just not, we're not those guys. We're not the guys that write music that are just talking about partying and doing that. That's done. What we try to do is have some type of moral, some type of drive behind that song, that when you listen to a song, it's gonna explain the situation, but it's gonna have some type of resolve of an answer within,
right.
You know.
Yeah, I mean, like if we're writing about a subject that's just you're being a bonehead or whatever you're doing in life, the things that you might be doing wrong, it's a lesson learned.
It's a lesson learned.
You know.
Well, and you rescued me. You spoke of that earlier. That song says, I ain't ever been nothing but trouble, a hard head pushing on a pull door. That's the chorus. And it's talking about, hey, I recognize I'm a bonehead and I need help. And, you know, help in a love, help from God, help from whatever situation I'm in the middle of. I can be rescued out of that situation, you know.
Yeah.
That's what it is. When you listen to the music, we're about, unfortunately, our feelings. And we listen to those music,
absolutely,
those songs. And after you listen to those songs, you can walk away having that
right.
message.
Well, that's, I mean, right. In life, any time it goes on, you can look back, you know, a high school graduate or whenever it points in your life, there's always songs that show up in your life. And, you know, I was in a restaurant today and I was going in there to wash my hands and a song came on the thing. And my mind immediately went back to a moment in my life. Yes. It happened to me today when I heard the song. And I thought, that's pretty interesting how that works. You know, everybody's got certain songs in their life. And but what better to have a song that will teach you something or lead you somewhere that's good for you versus just a negative, you know.
That's right. Lead you in that positive and towards God and what's going to help us the most.
That's right.
Yeah.
And, you know, as you say that, I think about, you know, there's different eras of songs. You know, when you hear the older, then you, it does. It automatically makes you go back and think about that.
Yeah.
Well, you talked a little bit about, and you sang tonight, the song about Mama Prayed.
Yeah. We wrote a song about her years ago. It's on our Kentville Sessions product record, and it has easily been one of our most requested songs. I want to do it for you tonight. You ready? This song talks about all the prayers that Mama's prayed. This is called Mama Prayed. There was a time when I thought I knew everything. She didn't raise her voice to put me in my place. She was strong enough to give me what I need. Mama prayed. Like the time I called her 40 minutes past midnight. I heard her say, son, you'll just have to stay the night. No, she didn't grab her purse to bail me out of jail. Mama prayed. Mama prayed with a kind of faith that heaven would hear every word she said. Mama prayed that if she should die before she'd wake, the Lord would watch and always keep me safe each and every day. With every right and wrong turn that I made, Mama prayed. After years of running with that rough and rowdy crowd, I ran all that winding road I'd been racing down. The doctor didn't give me half a chance to leave, so Mama prayed. When I woke up, she was there with tears in her eyes. She got me thinking about the mess I'd made out of my life. That was the first step of becoming who I am today. Oh, Mama prayed. Mama prayed with the kind of faith that heaven would hear every word she'd say. Mama prayed that if she should die before she'd wake, the Lord would watch and always keep me safe each and every day. With every right and wrong turn that I made, my mama prayed. Yeah. Mama prayed with a kind of faith that heaven would hear every word she'd say. Mama prayed that if she should die before she'd wake, the Lord would watch and always keep me safe each and every day. With every right and wrong turn that I made, now I know she was showing me the way. When Mama prayed, there was a time when I thought I knew everything. She didn't raise her voice to put me in my place.
And I wanted to talk a little bit about that because would you say that you are where you are because your mama prayed?
Absolutely. Yeah. Still. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Still to this day.
Still to this day, yeah.
And so that's why I wanted really to bring it up is how important it is for those that pray for others. You know, and that song talking about how your mama prayed, I don't know. I just really like that song,
yeah.
You know, and just to encourage those people out there that for those loved ones in their lives and they're going through things that they need someone praying for them.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that song, you know, we had an older sister that kind of, you know, struggled through life and and it was more of what mama would say. She didn't want to be part of that. So it wasn't like bad habits or anything. It was more attitude, things that she dealt with. And it was always her and mom having all these problems. And mama prayed for her and prayed for her and prayed for her and prayed for her our whole life, it seemed like. And 50 years went by.
There actually come times when we were just like going, okay,
we got tired.
We're going to have to move on. Because everyone has a choice in their life.
That's right.
And she wouldn't make those choices.
She wouldn't make those choices. But mom kept standing and believing, you know.
And thank God there was a time not too long ago that we stood in our sister's foyer and she just opened up and poured her heart out to our mom and apologized for all of the things she's ever done. And since then we've seen that. We've had to develop a new relationship with a different person.
She lived in Texas. And she recently, this last November, moved to Tennessee.
So she's
more in our life now. And still, like the day before we left out this last week, still when she's around, it's pretty awesome because we know that it's not because of mom. It's because of the belief that she continued to have that. The result of it is we're seeing a change. It's agreeing, it's touching and agreeing with the things that mom prayed about. And we all prayed, but mom really, really prayed throughout time.
That's right.
And we see this new person, you know?
Yeah.
And
finally opened up and allowed God to move in her actions and everything, you know? And, through that, we're literally going, wow, this is a different person.
And Mama Prayed wasn't a song that we just went, we're going to write about this situation. It was more, that's a kind of a generic subject within that it actually, you know, it talks about, there was a time when I thought I knew everything. She didn't raise her voice to put me in my place. She prayed. And that's kind of a more generic overtone.
Oh, no,
that
our
kind
mom
of fits.
Was very, had a lot to say. If we were being boneheads, still today, she has something to say about it. You know,
yeah.
Right, but
she's
kinda,
not gonna let us be idiots.
It kind of fits. It kind of fits a lot of stories, and
yes.
that a lot of people can apply.
And when we were done with that song, we went, that really applies to our life. I mean, it says in the song, I don't remember the words off the top of my head, but it talks about me going to jail. I've never been in jail before. I've never been arrested. But in our lives, we can be in tough situations, whether it's jail, whether it's addictions, whether it's just trouble in our life, whatever it may be, those prayers do make a difference, you know,
that's
because
right.
When we see people stand for us and we see a constant thing happening in their lives that's true, that's centered, it causes us to go, wait a minute. I've got a cousin, and I talk about this a lot. I got a cousin that actually somewhere, he was married a lot in his life, and I remember he told me, he said, there was a day I looked in the mirror, and he said his name, I'm not going to say his name, but he said, so-and-so, all of those women can't be wrong. And what he was saying was, I have to take responsibility. And a lot of times when We pray for people. What we are doing is we're believing that God will show up, but we are also being a representation of what God wants us to be. And those people can see that in us, and we're the constant, and they are not a lot of times. So it draws people to want to be and want to have something that's straight in their life. Like my cousin, I almost said his name. Like my cousin.
Yes.
Somewhere in his life he has to say, wait a minute, all those people aren't wrong. Maybe I screwed it up. You know? And
right.
Mama Prayed really talks about that. Wait a minute, she's praying. Maybe I'm the one screwing up.
Yeah.
You know?
That's right. And that's what it is. We can only do what we can do. Mama can pray to help us see what we're doing. Yeah, that's right.
Here's a song that we wrote. And we actually wrote this song for a friend of ours who got married. And we wanted to write a song about the love that they were experiencing. And once we wrote the song, we actually realized that it was kind of a love song to the Lord. And we put this on the newer album. Y'all let us know what you think about it. Here's how you let us know. Hoop, holler, scream, yell, slap the person next to you. That whole deal, all right? Now, if you don't like it, here's how you tell us that. Hoop, holler, scream, slap the person next to you, all right? This is called Spend My Life Loving You. Goes like this right here. With each breath I bring, with each step I take, I go where you go, I go all the way. Your love was a light at the end of the darkness that found its way inside my to spend my life loving you. I'm gonna spend my life loving you. I promise this day, with this prayer I pray, this very vow that I made, I spend my life loving you. Spend my life loving you. I give you my life. I give everything. Take all of my love. Oh, take all of me. When the cold winds blow and the storm rolls in, I'll be standing with you together in the end. I'm gonna spend my life loving you. I'm gonna spend my life loving you. I promise this day, with this prayer I pray, and this very vow that I made, I spend my life loving you. I spend my life loving you. I'm gonna spend my life loving you. I'll spend my life loving you. All right, here's a song on the new record. I think we played this one for you before, but we're going to do it now. This one talks about a better way of thinking and looking up on the world, all right? This is called Blue Skies. It goes like this. Yeah, life can be a drag and always get you down if you let it. I don't want to just sit back, let life fly by and regret it. Mother Earth and Father Time can't control this heart of mine. Don't have to be that way. Oh, it don't matter if it's raining outside. Come on over, you can share my sunshine. There's always blue skies in my mind. If I got you and you got me, we'll be fine. If we'd only try, we could live just like there's always blue skies. The clouds will find a way to pull the rain on your parade. But together we can stand and somehow pull the joy out of the pain. Mother Earth and Father Time, they think they've got it all in line. They'll never understand. It don't matter if it's raining outside. Come on over, you can share my sunshine. There's always blue skies in my mind. Yeah, if I got you and you got me, we'll be fine. If we'd only try, we could live just like there's always blue skies. Always blue skies. Always. Y'all help us out now. Yeah, come on. Blue skies in my mind. In my mind.
You guys have been doing this. You had mentioned that you've been doing this since the 80s.
Something.
Yeah, we'll say 80s.
All right.
Did you used to have, like, you know, the big 80s, you know?
No. Absolutely not.
No.
You know, all that's coming back with those bell bottoms.
Oh,
and
yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, wait a minute. But you had said that you two are the only two you've ever been on stage with.
We've always played music together. There was family. There were other band members.
Other band members through the years.
But we've always, the constant has always been AJ and myself.
It's been you two.
Yeah.
And so, and then also tonight, the young lady that came up and sang the song, mm-hmm.
That's my daughter.
That's Cleve's daughter. Yes. And so, this song, did you guys write this song?
No, we did not. No. That's just one of her. She is crazy over a lady named Candy Hemphill, which now is Candy Christmas.
Okay.
That's her last name. And
that was an older song that she
recorded.
An older song.
And she just loves candies and singing. And so she started singing it around the house, and we started singing it with her. And then she's got a lot of other songs she does also, but that's one of our favorites that she does, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then you guys announced tonight that you have a TV show.
Yes.
You're actually starting into season two.
Right.
So tell me about this TV show.
It is called My Brother Cleve.
Okay.
And how it got started was we were going around doing social media and stuff, and I didn't know how to use the cell phone that well. He was our tech guy, so he would point the phone at me, and I would go, "Hey, I'm AJ. This is my brother Cleve." And through that, people started going, "Hey, I like my brother Cleve. I like my brother Cleve." And we didn't, and it just kind of grew. And then next thing you know, we started doing filming, and it's basically our life on the road. And it's basically raising kids, raising cows, and living life the way we want to live it.
And so is most of this live footage of what real life is all about for the
yes.
for AJ and Cleve?
Yes. Yeah, it's more of a day-to-day, so you'll see us on stage, and you'll get that. But yet you'll get us feeding the cows. You'll get us on the road doing whatever. You'll get us back on the ranch doing all kinds
of things that you guys do. Oh, yeah.
There's 20 episodes out in the first season. And then this Friday we're releasing the second episode of the second season. You can get it at mybrothercleve.com.
Okay.
Or you can go to our YouTube page. That's probably the easiest way to subscribe on the YouTube page, because it'll be pumping up there. You'll be notified when that comes out, you know. If you'll subscribe, Alvarado Road Show's YouTube page. So I think it's like youtube.com/Alvarado Road Show. Hit subscribe, click the bell, you'll be notified.
All right.
Every Friday.
My Brother Cleve.
Every Friday.
So I have to ask, who does the recording?
Actually, one of our niece, she was with us tonight, actually, here in Wheeler. But she's a videographer and photographer, and she does that. We'll take some cameras out on the road with us, and we'll run them. So I guess here's the easy explanation for that. If you're seeing shaky footage, that's us.
That's us.
Okay.
If you're seeing good,
real good,
crisp
clear.
Footage,
that's really
that's
what
her.
I was getting around
yeah,
to,
you're right.
But I wasn't, you know.
Yeah.
So you brought it out. Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. We've got a lot of report and people comment and different things that people talk about, how it's just sometimes just made them laugh and a hard time in their life. And that's what it's all about. It's just sharing happiness and goodness and the love of the Lord, you know, and
mm-hmm.
and just trying to just show love through what we're doing, you know.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so do you usually have your family travel with you? Because, you know, you have your family with you tonight.
Sometimes. Usually we've done this trip for the last few years. It's been quite a few years. Like, we'll do a bull ride in Thomas. We'll do a cowboy church in Thomas. We'll be at the Dewey County Fair.
In Tologa, Oklahoma.
And so they like to come out.
Plus, out here there's Atwoods. Which
absolutely.
We don't have Atwoods in Tennessee.
So my mama loves Atwoods.
I mean,
so
Atwoods.
There's Atwoods, there's barbecue, incredible barbecue, there's Mexican food, and then there's good folks. So
and those
that attracts our family more than just wanting to
they
go.
They don't really
with us.
Go to be with us. They go to be.
I mean, Atwoods is like the Walmart of farm and ranching, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like the Tractor Supply on steroids. You know?
Yeah, that's right.
I spoke to somebody earlier, and I was telling him, our best Western store, Atwoods, has beat.
Yeah, they beat it
in Western wear.
And they don't even claim to be a Western store, you know, but they beat all of ours.
And this is in Nashville, Tennessee.
Yes.
Country music.
Yeah, don't even get us started.
There's no reason to get us going.
Y'all feeling good? Say yeah. Yeah. Hey, Jay, let's play some music for them. What do you say? What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is that throne that makes me white as snow. No other fountain. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my hope and peace. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my righteousness. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Yeah. Oh, precious is that glow that makes me white as snow. No other fountain I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Come on.
Everybody like this right here. I need your help, all right? Help us sing it now. What can wash away my sin? What can make me whole again? Precious is that flow that makes me white as snow. No other fountain, no. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Son, that's some picking right there. Yes, sir.
He that the Son has set free is free indeed. He that the Son has set free is free indeed. Yeah, that's talking about you. That's talking about me. If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. He that the Son has set free is free indeed. He that the Son has set free is free indeed. Yeah, that's talking about you. That's talking about me. If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed.
Come on, AJ, play it.
That the Son has set free is free indeed. He that the Son has set free is free indeed. Yeah, that's talking about you. That's talking about me. If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed.
All right, let's sing a couple songs together. What do you say, huh? Do like this right here.
Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He saw me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is to him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing blood. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve.
If you know it, sing it.
Angels bow before him, heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him, heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Let me hear you. This little light of mine,
this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
What is going to be one of your next shows that are coming up that people might could catch you live, that they could go? You got anything coming up here?
Now, we'll be back out this way. And when I say this way, I'm meaning... we'll be in Muleshoe, Texas, which is, it's not actually right here, but it's closer. We'll be in Muleshoe.
Distance.
We'll be in Thomas. That will be in December for our Christmas tour. And you can get all of our itinerary on our website, alvaredoroadshow.com. So anything we talk about, if you'll go to the website, the TV show, the new album, our itinerary, you can link all off of that.
it's all a basic hub for
okay,
all,
that's everything. What I was just about to ask you, if we could just find that information on
Alvarado
there.
Road Show is all things alvaradoroadshow.com.
All right, so tell me, what is one of the best things about traveling around and singing and doing what you guys do?
I guess just when we get to share our music and see how it's touched people's lives, and you know, and maybe there was somebody in a hard spot, and maybe just something as small as us writing a song helped them pull through it, you know.
Yeah, I think that. I think this is the place that we actually kind of see the results of all of the songwriting, all the producing, everything that you do. Not in front of an audience. When you're on the road, you get to perform those songs, you play those songs, and then you get to be able to talk with people. And we find that a lot of what we do is more off stage with the people, and when we talk, than it is on stage a lot of times, because we're in an odd place in this world, and
that's right.
And people need to find hope, and they need to know that there are other people that believe, that are praying, and that want the same thing that they do, you know. That's a really fun and awesome thing to be able to connect with somebody, and then be able to speak with them and be one-on-one with somebody, you know?
Yes, and to hear feedback, like you said, we want feedback.
Yeah.
We want to hear your stories. We want to hear, I'm sure that you do want to hear about how this has affected your life and blessed you in any way. And so, yeah, that's good.
Come on, everybody, like this right here. Help them out. Here we go.
In, out, upside down. In, out, upside down. In, out, upside down. You know me inside out.
Here we go.
Up, down, all around. Up, down, all around. Up, down, all around. You know me inside out.
How they doing?
How we going so
How they
far?
Doing?
Y'all like it?
Here we go.
In, out, upside down. In, out, upside down. In, out, upside down. You know me inside out. Up, down, all around. Up, down, all around. Up, down, all around. You know me inside.
Come on, AJ, kick it up.
In, out, upside down. In, out, upside down. In, out, upside down, you know me inside out. Up, down, all around. Up, down, all around. Up, down, all around. You know me inside out.
Come on.
In, out, upside down. In, out, upside down. In, out, upside down. You know me inside out. Up, down, all around. Up, down, all around. Up, down, all around. You know me inside out. In, out, upside down. In, out, upside down. In, out, upside down. You know me inside out. Up, down, all around. Up, down, all around. Up, down, all around. You know me inside out. You know me inside out.
Listen, I've enjoyed tonight, and I'd like to just do one more song for you, if that's all right. And I'd like to end it with one of the most sacred songs, AJ. One of the most sacred songs that I could think of. I believe this is probably one of mine and AJ's favorite, right? And let's just end it with this song right here, all right? No, 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 not that song. No, hey, I was just getting spiritual on these folks, and you pulled out the Skinner. Good Lord. Let's do like this. What?
I promise you, when I did that, I looked over in the air and went, yes.
No, he said like this, thank you, Jesus. Let's end it with this song. Sing it with me.
Zing, rays, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
God bless you guys. Thank you for being so nice to us.
Well, we want to thank you so much for coming out and, yep, and talking with me tonight. Appreciate it. I've really enjoyed the show. I want to tell all of our listeners, be sure and go to alvaredoroadshow.com. And any of this information that we have talked about tonight, you can go in there and you, yep, can check that out. Also, we'll want to remind you that we do have our website, sundaynightlive.org. If you want to go back and listen to any of our archived shows, we're on there. And we are also going to podcast, and so we'll be getting some of that information out soon. So if you've missed any, you can go back and check those out. And we just want to thank you guys so much for tuning in. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you
for being here with us tonight, yeah, and bringing us a good time here. And we will see you guys next week. Thank you for tuning in.